I'm going to prove to you whether you are interested in your goals or whether you are committed to your goals. And there's one very simple way to find out, but I'm going to demonstrate it through a story.
Welcome, everybody, to the Chris Harder Show, where we are making you unapologetic about your pursuit of success, knowing that when good people like you make good money, they can then do great things. My name is Chris Harder, and several times per week, I will bring you epic guests, solo episodes, and every single tool, trick, and skill set you need to grow your business, grow your money mindset, and to grow your wealth to levels that you have never reached before. I've ended up in a unique place in life where I've got the experience, the connections, and all of the secrets that it takes to be successful. And I'm lifting the curtain to reveal it all to you in an effort to help put you in a position of abundance so great that you can then be as generous as possible. So let's lock arms and let's get started.
Hey guys, welcome back to the Chris Harder Show, where today I am grateful that my mom is visiting. My mom is out here visiting us in our California home right now, and I freaking love making memories with her and showing her around and showing her why we just love it here so freaking much when we're at this house in Newport Beach here. Like, there's no neighborhood better than this, probably nowhere in the country. I know everyone feels that way about their neighborhood, but it's really fun to have mom out here and be able to be making these memories with her. So that is what I'm grateful for today. And by the way, if you're like, why is this dude starting a podcast with what he's grateful for and talking about his mom? So I start every single podcast when it's a solo show with what I'm grateful for in the moment. And it's my way of reminding you to stop and take inventory of what you are grateful for, because I'm a firm believer that every day we can look at what's missing or we can look at what we have. When you look at what's missing, you just feel further and further away from your goals. And when you look at what you have, you feel more and more blessed and more abundant. And when you take inventory of what you have, you realize you have more than enough resources to take the next step. And that's what it's all about. You may not have all the resources to hit your dreams today, but you have more than enough resources to take the next step. But some of us forget that if we're not stopping and being grateful for the resources that we have. So that's just my way of demonstrating and reminding you to stop and smell the roses. Something that Lori and I literally do every single day when we're here in our neighborhood. We live in a neighborhood called the Flower Streets. It's really in Corona del Mar, even though it is Newport Beach. And it's called the Flower Streets because every street is named after flowers. And everyone has the most beautiful landscape, the most beautiful flowers out front. And there's these streets that just have blocks and blocks and blocks of different types of roses and different types of smell of flowers. And Lori and I, every morning on our walk, we literally stop to smell the roses. Just another example of like, listen, you can walk right by them or you can stop to acknowledge them. But your choice in those actions are really going to determine what kind of day you're having. And by the way, before we get started, so I'm going to talk about your choices and actions and how you know if you're making the right choices to actually be interested in something or to be committed to something. But before we do that, I just want to give you a quick reminder that Lori and I put together a free webinar on our framework that we use to get into and build relationships in high performing circles. Celebrities, influencers, top CEOs, top entrepreneurs, you name it. We've built a network that is second to none. We are truly one introduction away from anyone in the world that we want to meet. And that is a really powerful tool when it comes to hitting your really big goals. And you can do the same thing. You really can. We built a 5-piece framework, and we're going to break down that 5-piece framework on this webinar totally free, no strings attached. And we're doing it twice this Tuesday. So if you happen to listen to this before this Tuesday, go ahead and go to chrisharder.me/webinar to register and get the free link. It'll be live. You can ask us questions the whole nine yards after we break down the framework. Again, hit pause and go to chrisharder.me/webinar. That's chrisharder.me/webinar. And then come right back and listen, because now I'm going to prove to you whether you are interested in your goals or whether you are committed to your goals. And there's one very simple way to find out, but I'm going to demonstrate it through a story. So I've been traveling around, speaking at a lot of events, speaking at a lot of masterminds lately. And I was recently speaking at a mastermind where I love to talk to the participants in between on lunch breaks or right before I speak or right after I speak. And a woman came up to me after telling me through one of the Q&A sessions that this is her last chance to build the business. This time, she's got to make it work. It's got to be for real. She's got to make an ROI on all the investments she's been making. You know, she's got to. Like, this is it. This is the moment that she finally builds her business. Now, on break, after explaining that, she came up and continued to tell me a little bit more about it. I said, I'm interested. Do me a favor. Pull up your calendar for me. And she said, what? I said, just trust me. Pull up your calendar for me. She said, okay. So she got out her phone, pulled up her calendar. I said, okay, can you show me tomorrow? Like, what are you doing tomorrow on your calendar? She showed me tomorrow. And I was like, okay, what on there is going to get you actionably further towards your next step in this business? And there was nothing on tomorrow's calendar. And I'm like, okay, maybe a fluke. Show me Wednesday. What's on Wednesday? Still nothing. All right, that's okay. Maybe it's later in the week. Show me Thursday. Oh, well, there's this person I'm talking to. See right here. And they might be able to help me, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, okay, it's not very convincing. I'll let you get away with that, but that's it. There's one appointment for the day on your calendar. 3 days from now, that's it. Show me Friday. There's nothing. And then I shocked her when I said, show me your weekend. Nothing Saturday, nothing Sunday. And then I said, show me next week. And she's like, yeah, I get it. I see what you're saying. And I didn't let it either. I said, no, I'm serious. I said, I'm not doing this to belittle you. I'm doing this so that we can look for evidence of if you are interested in finally making it this time or committed to making it this time. And you can tell by doing a 2-week snapshot of anyone's calendar if they are interested or committed. And so kind of finishing this empty exercise, she showed me the following week, and there was really no appointments on there that were going to further her mission in this business that just moments ago she was saying, you know, meant the world. This is it. I got to build it. This is the time. I got no second chances left. And yet there's nothing on the calendar. And it makes me think, if you and I met at an event and I said, hey, told me about your goals. That's awesome. I'm cheering you on. Holy shit, I want to see you succeed. Do me a favor, pull out your phone and show me your calendar. I'd like to see what's on there tomorrow. What would you be able to show me on tomorrow's calendar that would show me that you are committed to your goals and not interested in your goals? And what would you be able to show me the day after that? And what would you be able to show me the day after that? And the day after that? And the day after that? Now, some of you right now are probably like, oh my God, I hope he does this to me because I'm crushing my calendar and it's all mission critical things. But I'm guessing it's maybe 10 to 15 to 20%, if I'm lucky, of you who are listening that are feeling that way right now. I have a hunch that 80% of you listening right now, your stomach might turn over a little bit picturing you and I meeting at an event, you telling me what your goals are, you asking me questions, you asking me for help, you asking me for advice, and me saying, do me a favor, show me your calendar. I'd like to see if you're interested or committed. Because I got to be real with you. I only want to help people that are committed. I don't have the time and the energy. And honestly, I don't have the heart for tire kickers. I'm not interested in tire kickers. I don't collaborate with tire kickers. I don't give a free coaching call here or a free coaching call there for tire kickers. I don't make introductions for tire kickers. And this is not me being a jerk. This is just me saying, hey, I have just so many introductions, so much energy, so much time in me, and I'm not going to give it to tire kickers. And the way I know if you're a tire kicker or not is if you are interested or committed through the appointments that are on your calendar. And so for some of you, this might be a great wake-up call. Because I do this when I meet you at events. Those of you that have had me do this, you know what it's like. I do this when I meet you at events, when you ask me for help, when you ask me for an introduction, when you ask me, wait, what would you do here? What would you do there? My answers are almost irrelevant if you don't have a calendar that's already chocked full of action-taking items towards your dreams and towards your goals. And it makes me and everybody else like me believe that no matter what I share with you, no matter what I give you, no matter what advice I hand over, it's probably not going to be put into action because you're not putting anything else into action on your calendar. Now, I share this not to frustrate you or put you down or make you feel bad or set you back for the week. I share this to inspire you. I share this to shake you by the shoulders and have you have a moment of like, all right, cool, I get it. It's got to be on the calendar or it's not happening. I share this so that this is that moment that you transcend to that next step. I share this so that when you're taking inventory of your blessings, for some of you, that 80% that don't have the right things on the calendar right now, your blessing might be that you have open space on your calendar and you get to fill it with items that will move your business forward. So don't be surprised the next time we meet at an event. Don't be surprised the next time that you ask myself or somebody like me for help or advice or connection or a phone call. We love to do that for action takers. We love to do that for ass kickers. We love to do that for people that are putting their action where their mouth is. And we won't do that for the people that can't even fill their own calendar with those actions. And I want to see every single one of you, day in and day out, taking the actions that'll make you thrive, taking the actions that'll make you proud, and taking the actions that'll make you money. Because when you do, you know what I always say? When good people like you make good money, you can do great freaking things. Let's go. And by the way, go sign up for the webinar. chrishutter.me/webinar. I'll see you Tuesday. We're doing one at 9 a.m. Pacific. Lori and I live. And we're doing one at 5 p.m. Pacific. 9 a.m. Pacific Tuesday and 5 p.m. Pacific Tuesday. Our exact five-piece framework on how we get into and develop the right types of relationships in the highest performing circles. chrishutter.me/webinar. We'll see you there. Love and appreciate you listening. Thanks for listening. And if you loved this episode and know of someone else who is as successful as they are generous, please pass them on to me. It would mean the world to me if you help me get this cause and this message out to as many listeners as I can. So please, if you liked what you heard, it goes a long way if you take 30 seconds and leave me a 5-star review and share this with your friends. I'll be forever grateful. And until the next episode, cheers to your success.